It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusea in for Celeste Headlee. I'm not from the South, but one of the things that I noticed when I first moved here was that whole Southern hospitality thing. That's really a thing. It's a generosity thing. It's a food thing. It is arguably a passive aggression thing. Now, it turns out that Georgia leads Southern states in hospitality. That's according to a recent survey from the travel rental website Twitty. What does Southern hospitality really mean? For more on that, I am joined by College of Charleston professor Gibbs Knotts. He's co-author of the new book, The Resilience of Southern Identity, Why the South Still Matters in the Minds of Its People. Gibbs, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here.
Also with us is April McLean. She works at the Athens-based Etiquette School. Perfectly polished. Hey, April.
Hello. Great being here today.
And also with me in the Macon studio is Alfreda Lockett. She's the executive chef at Mima's restaurant in Macon. Good to have you, Alfreda.
Yes, good to be here.
Good to have everybody. Gibbs, you want to define Southern hospitality?
So, yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely politeness and manners, but it's also looking people in the eye, telling people to have a nice day. You mentioned food. It's an important part of it, welcoming people to your home. We conducted some focus groups with both white and black Southerners to write our book, and hospitality was one of the first things they mentioned when we asked them what being Southern meant to them.
How do you see it fitting into the broader Southern identity?
So it's an important part. I mean, that's one of the things that really brings both African Americans and whites in the South together. There's a lot that divides, obviously, those two main racial groups in the South. Certainly looking at, we found, you know, remembrance of the Civil War and the Confederate flag and talking about race relations, there were certainly a lot of differences. But when it came to food and hospitality and manners, there were a lot of similarities. A lot of people that said, look, you know, compared to other parts of the country, this is where I want to be, and it's a lot different down here. And they really noticed it when they traveled outside of the South or when they interacted with people from outside the South.
Alfreda, how do you define Southern hospitality?
Well, I find define Southern hospitality as engaging and recognizing the customer or the person or the family member when they come in by telling them they're welcome. Not only telling them, but making them feel welcome.
Okay. Now, April, how do you define it? April McLean.
Well, they're right on the money. Being a Southerner truly is the ability to make a complete stranger feel like part of your family in the first 10 minutes that you meet them. Maybe it's with that warm smile or that friendly handshake, but it truly is being acknowledged. And that's our thing in Georgia. We immediately acknowledge you in a world that's gotten so fast and there's no time for that. I think that's what those from, I would say, away really perceive as Southern hospitality. It is our ability to immediately have a sincere engagement.
But is there not an aspect to it, April, that is a little bit less benign? One of the things that really struck me when I first moved to Macon from Boston, of all places, about 4.5 years ago, was when people would say, bless your heart, to mean something that was not at all nice. Like, oh, bless your heart is code for you're stupid.
Well, there are things we say, those things that drive us always sometimes bite us in the backside. So we have to be a little bit aware of when and why we say these things. But I have an opportunity to interface with about 3,000 college students a month, and I see about 650 fifth through 12th graders every 10 days. And what we truly have found is the South is not based on those little sayings, but it's that ability to build self-confidence, not only in ourselves, but in others. And that really is a key to success in your family, in your friends, in your profession. And being from a very small town, I grew up in Millen, Georgia. On a good day, there's probably 2,500 people there. I've been in Athens for about 25 years. But I do know that learning from others and building self-confidence is the key to just a bright future and the ability to interface with people that you've never seen before and make immediate friends.
No doubt. Gibbs, question to you. Is there a dark side to Southern hospitality, a certain passive aggression?
So I think so. I mean, I think there's definitely an element there. You know, we made sure we talked about the dark side of Southern identity and took some of our readers through the history of people like George Wallace, who really kind of, protested the changes, the desegregation coming from the federal government, and really rallied white Southerners. You know, even somebody like Dylann Roof more recently, the person who went in and shot the folks at Emmanuel AME Church as they were there in a Bible study. You know, he appeared with the Confederate flag. He had this sort of perverse type of Southern identity. And so I think there is an element to that, but I think it would be a mistake to focus too much on that because, you know, again, the people that we talked to genuinely believed and made an effort to talk about how it was important to be welcoming, to look people in the eye, to really where hospitality was an important part of their identity as Southerners.
I'm speaking with College of Charleston professor Gibbs Knotts. Also with us is April McLean of the Athens-based Etiquette School Perfectly Polished. And with me in the GPB Macon studio is Elfrieda Lockett, executive chef at Meemaw's in Macon. We are talking about Southern hospitality. A website recently said that Georgia is the most hospitable of all Southern states. We're talking about exactly what that means and where that maybe comes from. Elfrieda, you touched on earlier about how what hospitality means in terms of service at your restaurant. Let's talk about it in the food itself. And I wonder if you couldn't first just set the scene. Like, what are your top-selling dishes? What do you do at Meemaw's?
Some of my top-selling dishes are the meatloaf and mashed potatoes, macaroni and cheese, beef tips and rice, oxtails.
Yeah.
And those and turnips and collards.
So some people would call that just Southern food. I imagine you would call it soul food. Do you see a meaningful distinction?
Yes, I say Southern style food, and all of it is good for the soul, but it's how you prepare it. And I take ownership of preparing it where all people, all nationality, is not overly seasoned. It's just seasoned to a point, and then you take it to the next degree.
So that's one of the things that is hospitable about that food, that like it's sort of entry level. You know, you can take the little hot sauce or whatever you've got on the table and customize it to whatever you want. What else makes that food intrinsically hospitable?
The aroma, the looks, the color, the consistency of it, the texture of it, it's just immaculate. When we plate our food and present it to you and it's in front of you, you go like, wow. Gosh, I want to dive into this.
I am so hungry. Gibbs, what's your take on that? Are there aspects of these classic Southern soul food dishes that are intrinsically hospitable in some way? I mean, sometimes people call these things like macaroni and cheese comfort food, as though they do evoke some kind of universal emotional response.
Absolutely. I'm getting very hungry here just hearing about all this. But I tell you, look, a lot of the tradition in the South is to have food that was grown. I mean, sometimes it was, you know, prepared by folks that didn't have a lot of money and they kind of had to be creative with how they created flavors and put things together. And so there is an element, it was farm to table before farm to table became all the rage.
Absolutely. Listeners, we always love hearing from you. When you hear the phrase Southern hospitality, what comes to mind for you? You can call us at 404-594-57. We're on Twitter at OST Talk, or you can look us up on Facebook. April McLean of the Athens-based Etiquette School, Perfectly Polished. The Southern Belle archetype is one that has been much discussed. Do you see something of value there? Is that something you identify with?
Oh, absolutely. And we also, about 15 years ago, we purchased the Protocol School of Washington's Children's Division. And now people from all over the world come to Athens, Georgia for 5 days to get their certification to teach manners, etiquette, and leadership. So what I think that says, that manners just is not about the South anymore. People from Dubai, Turkey, Canada, Wyoming, Washington want to know the foundation of how to treat people and to engage people and to make a relationship. And I truly believe that manners is just not about the food, but it's what you do around the food. Mm-hmm. It's communication. And in a day where the cell phone dominates our days and we've forgotten how to communicate, people are just longing for those times that they can sit and talk to someone. So for people to be coming from all over the world to want to know how to go back to their community and teach these Southern elements, it's not so Southern anymore.
Indeed. Some of the times when I feel most Northeastern living in Macon is when I'm sort of instinctively resistant to stranger conversation, to talking to people in the grocery store checkout line or at the post office or what have you. I really sometimes don't want to expend, I guess I'm an introvert, and I suppose I don't want to expend that energy, and I just want to sort of bury myself in my phone. And that's kind of like one of the things about myself that I like the least. Does anyone else ever have that tendency to kind of want to shy away from those sort of very Southern public interactions? And if so, how do you overcome it? Anybody?
I think I'm with you, Adam. You know, I'm a teacher, so I'm up with students a lot. And sometimes, you know, on the way to the gym, I just want to listen to my radio or listen to my music and walk to the gym across our beautiful campus. But, you know, I think you need to realize that, you know, you're in a place where, you know, interacting and greeting people is part of the culture. And there's a lot of value that can come from, you know, not, you know, hiding in your cell phone all day.
Elfrieda, do you ever struggle to have the energy to sort of have that kind of outgoing attitude that is really demanded of that sort of Southern hospitality thing?
Well, I haven't experienced it as of yet because whenever I get a break, I would go out and sit with my customers and have a conversation with them and engage, as I said before, conversation about this particular item or that, or they can ask me questions. I love people. I never meet a stranger. And so maybe they might want me to leave their place so they can be, you know, alone or whatever for a moment. But I always ask, is it okay? Can I sit with you for a moment?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, Elfrieda, do you buy the idea that Georgia is the most hospitable of Southern hospitality states?
I think it is one of the most. I really can embrace that idea by traveling and going to other places. Georgia is one of the tops.
Where would you put number two? And don't say South Carolina just because we have someone from Charleston here.
I was going to say South Carolina.
Oh, okay, all right.
Thank you.
I think South Carolina is great.
Gibb, same question to you.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. I mean, Georgia's had so much in-migration, and Atlanta's grown so much that, you know, it surprises me a little bit. But look, Atlanta's always tried to bill itself as the capital of the New South, and it's clearly in the Deep South, which are, you know, those five states, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. So as long as it rests with one of those five Deep South states, that's kind of what I would expect.
April McLean, you're in Athens, and that's another one of these southern cities that has an enormous percentage of people coming from outside, from all over the world. Has that affected its southern hospitality vibe?
I truly believe that it's just grown that vibe. Mm-hmm. We all say that we should wear T-shirts here in Athens, Georgia, that say everybody wants to be us, because when people come here, there's just such a balance of the old and the new, that whether you're a professor or a student here at the University of Georgia, there is a high percentage that stay here, that make their families here, find a job here. It's very close to Atlanta. And I think that is the beauty of the whole state of Georgia, is that it is such a doable state to raise families, to get to an airport, to have the history just grounded in those traditions. I do believe, if my history comes back right, we were the fourth state to be placed, and we're grounded in tradition, and I do believe about 1788. So we go way, way back in our families modeling those expectations. And I do believe Athens, Georgia has just embraced that, and everybody loves Athens. So it is a great Southern melting pot, because we do have lots of people from lots of different places here, but they all love what we would say Southern hospitality, because everybody likes to be engaged and they like to be respected. And most of all, they love to laugh. And Georgia is a very happy place. And if you spend your days on that fast track, at the end of the day, it's just fun to kind of enjoy life it is. And we Southerners are known to enjoy life as it is.
All right. Fantastic. Listeners, I want to go ahead and ask you a couple of questions so that you can get in touch with us. We would love to have some material from you in tomorrow's show on this topic. What does Southern hospitality mean to you? Really, how do you define it? Do you define it entirely as a positive, as we have primarily been discussing it here today, or do you see some negative aspects to it as well? And do you think that it is part of some intrinsic Southern identity, or do you think that it's something that is being diluted or changed by the massive influx of newcomers into places like Atlanta and to Athens? Get in touch with us at 404-500-9457, or we're on Twitter at OST Talk, or you can talk to us on Facebook. I've been joined by College of Charleston Professor Gibbs Knotts, April McLean of the Athens-based Etiquette School Perfectly Polished, and Alfreda Lockett, Executive Chef of Meemaw's here in Macon. Thanks to you guys.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks for having us.